everyone. Welcome to my show, the Angelique Everett Show. I am your beautiful host, Angelique, the Diva Everett. This is the Quality of Love podcast episode of my show and YouTube channel. I am thrilled and got the opportunity to personally sit and chat with my awesome friend and my special guest, Mr. Tyrone Ditson. You can say something, Ty.
Hi, everyone. I'm extremely excited to be on your show, and I was going to say hi, superstar. So I have to preface this conversation by saying that I call Aunt Angelique superstar. So please forgive me in using that language, but I've known her for quite a bit, and that's her former staff. That is the word that I use for her because I knew she would eventually become the superstar that she's blossoming into now. So hello, everyone. I'm extremely excited to join you all tonight and especially excited to join my superstar.
He is a life coach, relationship coach, and the host of a podcast called The Quality of Love. Hello, my friend Tyrone. It has been a while. So glad to have you on my show. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, superstar. I appreciate you having me. And it has been a long time, as we just talked about. It's been a very long time. So I'm excited. There's been a lot that's been going on for me in between the last time we spoke. Obviously, there's a lot that's been going on for you, as evidenced by now having your show. You got a second book coming now. So I can't tell you enough how proud I am of you, superstar. You're doing amazing. You're an inspiration, and I love to see it.
Thank you. But less about me and more about you.
Okay.
But thank you for making me blush.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Tyrone Ditson. I do relationship coaching. I do life coaching. I'm from Syracuse, New York. I lived in Buffalo, how I met Superstar as I was working with her. In the past, I lived in Buffalo for about 7 or 8 years after I graduated college. My current role is the Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at my organization. I enjoy connecting with people. I enjoy people, period. I consider myself a people's person. I've worked with the developmental disability population for quite some time now, going on about 15, 16 years. And for me, there's no greater population to work with than the individuals that have varying, I like to call them abilities. Society calls them developmental disabilities, but varying abilities. And there's nothing like it for me. So I'm happy that I'm in that space, but also operating in the space of relationship coach, where I can help people with have good relationships with one another.
Okay, well, since you mentioned about Syracuse, New York, I know one time when you were down here in Buffalo working with me, you went to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was actually fun. I went to CIAA in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was a really good time. I can say for sure that I would not be able to do that again. It was way too much partying for me. I was way younger at that point in time. But I would not be able to attend CIAA again because I can't stay up past 9 o'clock anymore. So if you're young, I would encourage you to go enjoy CIAA, enjoy Charlotte. But if you're old like me now, chances are you can't last past 9 p.m., I should say.
Yeah, he's a father now, y'all. He's a father. How is the life being a father? So.
Oh my gosh, it's fun. It's interesting. I like to say that parenthood is the greatest gift, but it's also the greatest challenge that I've ever had in my entire life. in that it's just there's nothing that prepares you for parenthood. There's so many variables that happen that like, for example, not too long ago, my youngest daughter got sick. So she was sick for about a week. Uh-oh. Then immediately following that, my oldest daughter got sick. So pretty much for the better course of the past month or so, I've had either my youngest or my older daughter sick. And that can be extremely stressful if you're not prepared for that situation. So it's fun. I love parenthood, but it's certainly a challenge.
Oh, so you got two girls. I never had one girl.
Yes. Oh, no, superstar. I messed around and got another one.
Oh.
So our oldest, yes, our oldest is, well, she just turned 4 recently. And then our youngest daughter, Gabrielle, is going to be 2 in June. So we'll have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Aww.
Yeah. And as you heard me state, they're both girls. So I usually have to spend a lot of money. And I'm pretty broke because I have 2 daughters.
Well, as you always say, daddy's girls.
Yep, that's what they say. Even they're saying it now. So it's like, okay, that simply means I got to make more money.
Well, I can't say nothing because I'm a daddy's girl too. So
I know that, superstar. There's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with being a daddy's girl.
Which, by the way, I actually had written a poem a long time ago in tribute of my father. It's called Daddy's Little Girl.
Oh, you got to share that with me. You got to share that with me sometime, superstar. Okay. That's awesome.
Well, I was thinking about him. So I was like, well, since I am a poet, I might as well, you know, put that hard. So.
Might as well. Yeah. Nothing wrong with artistic expression.
No, it's not. So how is it like being a life coach?
I love it. I've found that being a life coach is what my passion is. I really enjoy helping people. I really enjoy getting people to the point where they see positivity, right? Especially if they've experienced a lot of negativity in their life. But when I first started life coaching, what I realized is that much of life's barriers, detriments, whatever you want to call them, has to do with the relationships that you have with the people closest to you. So mm-hmm. I shifted from life coaching to relationship coaching because I realized that if I can help people see the value of the relationships that they have with the people close to them, it'll help promote a better quality of life for them, more or less. So I love it. I love establishing connections with people. Like I said earlier, I love giving people the opportunity to go from not believing in themselves to believing in themselves. And overall, I just love creating a better quality of life for people, especially the people that live in my community.
It's good that you mentioned about relationship coach, but I wasn't going to ask that question right now, but how is I was just asked just anyways before I even dive into other stuff. How is it like being a relationship coach?
It's interesting. I will say that I enjoy it, but I've heard some of the craziest stuff I've ever heard in my life being a relationship coach. Like, I will not obviously share any of those details here because it's confidential, but it's, for me, it's exciting to be a relationship coach because I really feel like, and I say this on my podcast all the time, but I really feel in my heart of heart that the quality of love and relationships that you have in your life determines the quality of your life. So when I'm working with clients and I help them to see, like, okay, you need to get away from your cousin because they're having a negative influence on you, or you need to hang out with friends more, or you need to visit your mom or your dad more, or whatever the relationship aspect of it is. I love being able to work with people on that so that ultimately they can see the value in the people closest to them.
That's a good thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been touching base on that a little bit when I be talking to my friend from South Carolina. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to have really good people close to you. And if you don't feel like you have really good people close to you or connected to you, then you need to get rid of the people that you have now and find good people, because there are good people in the world.
And I just actually talked to a good friend that actually lives in the same part as you, Syracuse, New York. So, I do have friends in Syracuse. Yes,
small world. I didn't know that.
We went to college together.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
And we was talking because we was talking about the other. We was talking about the other situation. I'll tell you about a little bit later because I'm not going to mention about it in the show. So, but yeah, we were talking. Her birthday actually was last week, so I wish her happy birthday. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, her birthday is always an Earth Day. So
Earth Day.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool birthday.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about, you know, Earth Day. I have a green on Earth Day. So, but yeah, her birthday is always two days before. Before Lewis.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, I got friends that live in Syracuse. She was actually asking me about have I ever, you know, go up to the visit, you know. She would like to see me go up and visit her sometime. Mm-hmm. I think about it. Oh, I know, where am I at? Oh, how's life dealing with COVID-19?
It was twofold for me. Dealing, like, you mean going through the pandemic?
It was
twofold for me. It was really difficult. I'm not a stay in the house type of person, so yeah, for me it was really, really difficult. Yeah, like it was really difficult at first, but fortunately the Quality of Love podcast, I created it from the pandemic, so it allowed me to create it. And I can honestly say that if the pandemic had not happened, I wouldn't have, I already had the Quality of Love created, but I wouldn't have actually gone forth and did my first episode had the pandemic not happened. But because the pandemic happened, it gave me a lot of time. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me just move forth with the Quality of Love podcast. And I'm so happy that I did that. And I'm so grateful and thankful to God that I did that, because the Quality of Love has done really well. And I recently just won an award for the 40 Under 40 podcast in Podcast Magazine for the Quality of Love. Yep.
You heard that, y'all. Yep. So that's exciting.
And I know for sure. And I know for sure that would not have happened if I didn't put the Quality of Love forth when I did. So
you got that.
It was certainly, it was a blessing in disguise, more or less, Superstar.
Well, as you're talking about that, I'm going to send you a little message about what I have done due to lockdown.
Yeah, it was tough, especially the early weeks and then months. That got really, really tough for me. But I did think I'd redirect my focus, and I put a lot of energy and effort into the Quality of Love. And it's nearly 2 years now, and it's been paying off pretty good. So,
there we go. Oh, I sent you a message, so you should see it.
Did you, huh?
You
did, huh?
I actually got some advice from my staff that I was working with at the time, and she told me I should put myself out there again. So that's what I did.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. How was it? Did it work out successfully for you?
Yeah, I've been talking to two guys now on basically dating.
Yeah, look at you. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, look at you.
But we can talk a little bit more about that later, though.
Okay.
Because it's kind of a complicated issue that I kind of need to talk to you about a little bit later about that. That's why I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You about that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Kind of complicated. Yeah. So now we are going to go into the podcast a little bit. So, why a podcast?
I feel like that I had a whole bunch. My mind, personally, I realize it now after 2 years of podcasting. My mind runs a lot, and my mind is filled with information. And at the time, I felt like I needed to find a channel to get the information out of my mind onto some kind of recording. I started off thinking about blogging, but I don't like writing. Typing, I'm not a fan of typing or writing. So I figured that the next best thing would be a podcast. I had a lot of knowledgeable information that I felt like could help people. And I needed to get it from my head onto something. And the best avenue I found was a podcast.
Oh, okay. Why you name the podcast The Quatsy of Love?
Well, it ties into exactly what I said a little bit earlier, Superstar, where I feel like the quality of love and relationships that you have in your life determines the quality of your life. So the idea is to get people to see that the quality of love or the amount of positive love that they have in their life really does impact their life in a positive way. And where when you get to those moments where you don't feel like going forward or you might want to quit, if you have positive people in your corner and good quality people in your corner, you'll usually stick it out or you'll want to push through whatever barriers that come in life. So the quality of love name came from the beginning and understanding that just having real quality relationships is pivotal to success, long-term success, that is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. And I guess the only reason why I mentioned about like online dating is because I have a particular question that I wanted to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. Since you are a relationship coach,
mm-hmm.
I figured, you know, that would be a good question to ask you. So
yeah, sure thing.
That's the reason why I kind of mentioned that. So, but on a personal note, I figured to kind of message you privately to, you know, like,
that's a good idea.
On the side note, you know, so.
Keep it private, Superstar. Keep it private.
Which I will be asking you in a couple of minutes, but I got another question to ask you before that. I would ask you, how is it like being a life coach? What are your duties and responsibilities as a life coach?
My responsibilities, I feel personally, is to assist you, whoever the client is. When I say you, I mean the client, to assist them in finding avenues and ways to create the quality of life that they want. I really don't, I don't believe in being extremely hands-on where I'm telling you what to do. I'm more of a collaborative worker with you. We'll talk about solutions. We'll talk about things that you want to do. And then we'll talk all of the scenarios out. So it won't be me saying, hey, you do this, or this is what I did. This is what made me successful. It's more about creating success for the people that I work with in their individual lives. Because if I tell them what to do, or if I tell them to do something the way I did it, then they're just going to do it my way or the way I've done it and never figure out a way to do it on their own or for themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, I just figured to ask is because I did actually ask Jim that question because, you know, he is a life coach, you know. And then I thought about you. I'm like, well, I did not know he was a life coach. So that'd be a good question to ask you. So. Yeah, I know those are, you know, he's basically working on, you know, a couple of qualities, you know, with me and stuff, you know. So, like my goals and stuff. Like, I'm trying to think of like what goals we're working on. Oh, like the video aspect. He's actually my editor. So he actually, now he's kind of showing me the ropes on what to do and stuff like that to edit and stuff. So, on my phone.
That's it, man.
Now we do
it. That's it. That's how you do it.
So, so we kind of be spitting it out every now and then through my phone. But sometimes he would just do it on his own. This time he's kind of including me. You know, he kind of including me to, you know, to do it too. So
yeah, that's how you do it. You you assist. You're always assisting as a life coach. You're never doing it for them. You're always assisting them and helping them learn how to do it for themselves.
So I've just been writing stuff down as we do it together. You know. Okay. But yes, it's going good though. So
nice, nice.
Okay, where am I at? Oh, I think I asked you this, but I'm asking this anyways. As the relationship coach, what do you think about online dating, and do you think it's worth the hype?
I think online dating can be it can be a positive thing. It certainly can be, but I think that you have to be really careful with online dating, superstar. And the reason why I say you have to be really careful with online dating is there are a lot of people that nowadays they present themselves one way, but it's not really who they are. So when you talk about online dating, you want to be really strategic about who you want to your life. Because I know the statistics show that most women lie about their actual weight, and most men actually lie about their actual and real height. So in a lot of cases, when it comes to online dating, people are not presenting their best selves. So you want to be really careful with that. But yes, yeah, I think there can be some advantages. There can certainly be some advantages to online dating. I've actually worked with clients recently that started off online dating and they got married. So it definitely can be positive to it.
Yeah, I kind of been doing some research and reading about it. So
there's certainly there's plus and minuses to it. As with everything, there's pros and cons with everything.
Well, like I said, yeah, I tried it, but I do my research before I even try it. So
yeah. You want to be sure to vet people out, because that can get online dating can get a little tricky. We'll put it that way.
Yeah,
it can get tricky for sure.
But it has some success, so.
Yeah. See, it could be. It's the pros and cons. Got to take the good with the bad with it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your success. It's not bad, superstar. It's not bad.
But like I said, it's complicated. I'll let you know the complication after. So.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. And you ain't gonna like it one bit when I tell you. So,
oh boy.
Okay. And since I said, is it worth the hype? Is it worth the cost? Because you know, some of them you have to pay for technically.
Yeah, I would avoid the payment versions of it. If you could. If you could avoid, I'm always about saving money. So if you could avoid spending money, I'm always for saving and in favor of saving money. I have heard from clients though that I work with that the paid sites are they do a better job of vetting people out and being more genuine. I couldn't tell you how realistic that is, but I'm all about saving money. If you don't have to pay for it, or if you can go a free route, I'm always for that. Go to free route.
I agree about that because I just bumped into something that is completely free, which I really did not know.
That I will always go with the free route.
It's called Facebook Dating, which I did not know that Facebook had a dating service. Mm-hmm. And it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Always go with the free one. If you got it in your budget, you know, that's one thing, but always go with the free. It saves on overhead. Plus, you typically get pretty much the same you would get from a paid service.
But that's all I'm going to say. Yes, I did. I am doing online dating, but
okay.
I'm not going to say anything else.
You got to keep me. Posted on how that's going.
I'm not gonna say full detail, but
yeah, you got to keep me posted on how it's going.
Is that person was out the door, so right out the door. But that we can talk about some other time. Speaking, before you get into this particular question, since we're talking about it, so as a relationship coach and as a person and as a person of being in a past relationship, what do you I'm trying to think how to form this question. Do you have like any advice on people that have been in past relationships?
So do you mean like do I have any advice on people that have been in past relationships and they want to date again, but they're not sure what they want?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to form the question, so
it's okay, don't worry, superstar. I got you. That's what I'm here for. Yeah, I would say take time to heal, because I feel like in a lot of cases, people, they jump from a relationship to another relationship to try to create sincerity or security, So take your time and going out into dating again. While you're taking your time, do more stuff that you enjoy doing. So usually everybody in a relationship, if you've been in any type of relationship over a long period of time, you've compromised something that you enjoy doing because your partner wanted to do something, or because your partner didn't enjoy doing it as much as you enjoyed it. So I would say get back to doing the things that you genuinely enjoy doing. Once you get kind of comfortable with yourself, back to kind of feeling yourself more or less, before you go back out into the dating world, I would create a non-negotiable list. A non-negotiable list is a list of things that you absolutely will not accept in any relationship going forward. No matter what it is, no matter who the person is, it's behaviors, it's patterns, whatever it is, like happened to you in the past or happened to you in previous relationships that you're like, that will never happen to me again, or I never want that to happen to me again. Jot that down on a list and then take that list with you as you re-enter the dating world. Take that list with you and put the list up against the people that you're dating, right? So for example, if on your non-negotiable list you don't like people who are verbally abusive, so people who cuss you out or say bad things to you, and then you're dating someone and they become verbally abusive, then you automatically know in your mind that's not somebody that you want to continue to spend time on, because they're doing things that are on your non-negotiable list.
Okay, like what about, I'm just saying for an example, what about people that make you feel guilty?
Same thing. Whatever. Oh, can you hear me, superstar?
Yes.
Okay, my mic was acting up. No, so same thing. Whatever, and that's the beauty, in my opinion, of the non-negotiable list superstar, is that it's whatever you want, right? The non-negotiable list is all about you. It's whatever you want. It's not, it has nothing to do with anybody else. So if you say that you don't like when you're dating someone and they make you feel guilty, then that's part of your non-negotiable list. Mm-hmm. So if you start to date someone and they make you feel guilty, then you automatically know that that's not someone you want to spend a lot of time with.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the non-negotiable list is very personal to you. It's all things that you don't like.
Oh, okay. And I'm just going to put this out here. This is actually something different I haven't did before on this show, because I haven't really talked about the love concept yet. So, so this is going to be something new and something personal. So... what if, I'm just saying, whoever that's in your past relationship, I'm just saying, experience with that, I'm trying to form this particular question. What if they come back, you know, the ex, I would say, what if they come back into your life again? When you're in the middle of dating or finding love again,
I think that you have to be assertive and you have to set boundaries and let them know that anybody that's in your past or any ex is an ex for a reason. There's something that didn't happen or didn't work out in that relationship, whatever it was. They just got to know and understand that, hey, this isn't gonna work. Hold on really quick, superstar.
That's all right.
Hi, superstar. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I see you. And I'm not going to get too personal about it, but I just, I kind of, you know, spit that out there.
Yeah.
This is a personal episode, so.
Yeah. For me, I think that you just got to let your ex know that it can't work. It's not going to work, pretty much, because that person is your ex for a reason. And what you're doing, what you end up doing is you end up hindering the possibility of having a positive relationship with this new person that you're dating because you're dwelling on your ex or you're worried about your ex when in fact your ex is, again, your ex for a reason. So that's somebody that should be in your past and you should keep them there as long as possible.
I agree about that.
And not let them impact your relationship now. That's what I would say to that.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to know. I just had to put that out there since we were talking about it, so.
Sure thing, yeah. X should stay in the past. I think X is your ex for a reason, and that can have a negative impact on your new relationship.
Okay, well, I would just ask this particular question. How can you become friends with your ex?
I don't think that's a good idea, superstar, okay. To be honest.
Well, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
no, I don't think that's a good idea at all, superstar. I've never seen exes that became friends have a good long-term relationship. One of them either like get back to thinking that they're still in a relationship, so they might try to do something that the other one doesn't want, or they might both just, you know, engage in activities that are not healthy for either one of them in the long run, just based off of temporary emotions. So no, I don't, I'm against that completely, totally against that.
Okay. That's all right. I just asked that question. It was on my mind. We were talking about Do you
Yeah,
have
definitely. That's yeah.
Do you have any advice for people that are single and are ready to find love again? I think I already asked that question.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much the same response I just gave you for the non-negotiable, like creating a non-negotiable list is always good for foundational purposes. Making sure you really like get to the point where you love yourself too. Cause I think that we're so quick to hop into relationships after we have a breakup or after we've been through something in order to like try to make ourselves feel better or to try to get back to normal. When in fact we just need to spend time with each other. We need to spend time with each other and get it right.
Get ourselves totally right. Agree about that.
Yeah, get ourselves right. And then once we get ourselves right, I firmly believe that we open ourselves up to the type of love that we need and that we seek.
And since you're saying that, I'm going to be drawing that quote in here right now before I totally forget. Ladies and my men. Because I cannot forget my men as well.
Yeah, you can't forget the fellas now. Every fella superstar.
I can't. Okay, but ladies and my fellas, please, please, please love yourself in order to love others. Because self-love is the love that you should have for yourself before you love anybody else.
Absolutely.
And before
you even
have your significant other. Think about yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Properly loving yourself allows you to properly love other people.
And also focus on yourself, because that's what I've been doing, focusing on yourself and not on the negative things, on the positive things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where can we listen to your podcast?
Actually, it's available on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Twitch, all of the platforms it's available on. You also can check out my website. I have a particular podcasting website at tqlp.buzzsprout.com. And then, of course, I'm always publishing on all of my social media handles, so you can if you follow my social media handles, you can definitely get to my podcast. I usually share links with all of my load or my upload. So follow me on social media. You will absolutely have access to the podcast.
Okay, now you said everywhere now. I have this certain podcast because I have a lot of podcasts, okay? Mm-hmm. I have this certain podcast. It's by Google, though, the Google podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that particular one have your podcast on it. I would have to look for that.
Yep, Google as well. So what I'm fortunate enough to have is a website that'll allow me, as soon as I download an episode, it'll allow me to send it over to it'll allow me to send it over to
here it is, Google.
All the platforms. So Google will get it, Spotify will get it, Apple will get it, all of the different podcasting platform.
I'm looking for it right now.
Yep. So it's really a blessing to have the be able to have the Buzzsprout landing page as my podcast's website, because that just uploading it to Buzzsprout then sends it out to all of the other platforms.
Oh, well, I'm typing TQL in here and it ain't popping up.
It's TQLP.
Oh, TQ.
Yep. Don't forget that. The P.
And then P. I did not know that. Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's podcast. Yep. Hello.
Yep.
Okay. The quality TQLP. So it's TQLP.
Yep. And then it's dot Buzzsprout. That's B U ZZ.
Hold up, because I don't think it's going to pop up in this, because this is Google.
I still should pop up in there.
Well, let me find out. Hold on. TQL. Okay.
Are you putting it in the Google search or are you putting it in the Google Podcast?
I'm doing the Google Podcast.
Oh, if you're putting it in Google Podcast, just put the Quality of Love Podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, just put the whole quality.
Yeah. I'm trying to spell. Oh, here it is. Quality of Love.
Superstar, I'm so sorry, but I have to leave. I'm so sorry.
Hold up. Where can we find you before you finish?
My social media handle, so Tyrone Dixon. I can also be found on Instagram at CEO_ATC and also on Twitter at CEO_ATC as well.
Okay, now I'm going to wrap it up now. I'm your host, Angelique, and this has been another episode of the Angelique Everett Show. I want to say thanks to my special guest, Tyrone. Thank you, Tyrone.
Thank you for having me, Superstar.
Do not forget to use the Angelique Everett Show to like me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram at the_AngeliqueE_show. And now subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Angelique E Show. Or go to my website, theangeliqueshow.com. I'm Angelique, and I'm rocking it.